welcome everybody to Shut Up Cincinnati. We've been waiting a long time, and quite frankly, we have too. This is our first podcast. Bear with us. It might suck.
It's probably going to suck.
I would imagine it will.
There's no other way for it to do.
They'll probably get better. We have set up an email address, shutupcincinnati@gmail.com.
Yes.
We welcome any negative feedback.
I actually prefer negative feedback.
That's why we're here.
Positive feedback's going to throw me off.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. So let us have it. If you think we suck, let us know we suck. Or give us topics you want us to talk about, because pretty much anything's on the fucking table here.
Yeah, we're very unorganized. Thought about getting organized, but then didn't.
No. We tried, though.
Yeah.
We bought really cool, Jason bought really cool stuff. And,
and none of it works.
Hey, the mics work.
The mics do work.
But anyway, guys, we're going to talk about everything and anything. So if you want us to talk about something specific, feel free. Dive right in. We offer no social value of any kind.
No, if you take anything I say serious, you're fucking up.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
You're fucking up. I usually make everything up as I go along. Politics and everything else, yeah, you probably won't agree, but, you know, I don't even know if I agree. I just say shit, and I'll try to make up for it later.
A lot of those I won't agree with, I'm sure.
No.
But you're going to get, you're just going to get our opinion. Two middle-aged white guys, like Jason said, talking about shit that we have no real knowledge about.
I feel like I'm not middle-aged yet.
Oh, you're middle-aged.
Nah, dude, 39? That's basically a kid these days.
Well, are you going to live to be 78?
No, I'm looking at about 58. But
well, then you're past middle age.
God damn it.
That's me? I'll live to be like 90,
right,
I think.
I guess I'm middle-aged fat.
Middle-aged fat.
There's a difference.
Now, if you got skinny, like old, you might be middle-aged.
Did you see that Japanese lady, 127 years old, turned today?
No way.
Oldest living human ever. Turned 127. I'm not sure she's even real if you look at a picture of her.
Does she look like she's like, and don't tell me she's going to attribute it to smoking a pack of cigarettes every day.
I don't know.
And drinking a bottle of wine.
I don't even know if she can talk. I just saw the headline.
127.
That's usually how I go with news anyways. I just read the headline and I make the rest of it up myself.
Yeah, but see, I think that's bullshit because we've got our computer database here. I thought the oldest living person died last year at like 119.
I saw it today. Where did I see it? I don't fucking know.
Well, she must have fallen.
Facebook, I imagine.
Yeah, she must have just been forgotten about. Maybe she's living in a...
I'm not even sure Japanese people are real, so...
Oh, they're real.
Oh, they're real? You've seen
oh,
one?
Oh, yeah, I see them all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to learn to speak Japanese.
Why?
I don't know. I needed a second language, and I was going to pick up on something, but that's just way too fucking hard.
I tried to pick up German in high school, and I got kicked out of the class. It was one of those far learning classes where the teacher was somewhere else.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're just on the screen, but they had a microphone right in front of me, and I didn't know that. So I'm talking shit the whole time, and apparently this lady could hear me the whole time. I lasted 2 days in class.
What do you think the chances are that that woman had no pants on underneath, and she was just being filmed from the waist up?
I hope so.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I know that's how I was.
I took Spanish in high school.
I
and,
took it too.
Yeah, it didn't take.
I can say leche. That means milk.
Yes, it does. I know that. I know that because I had some leche.
You know, I have like four or five words, but I would cheat every single test. I would literally write the answers up my arm and like slowly pull up my sleeve. The teacher was such a moron. She never noticed.
So you cheated in high school is what you're saying.
I cheated in Spanish. I didn't cheat normally.
All right.
I was
cool.
Pretty good in high school. I did other people's homework for them sometimes.
No, I never did that.
For money, of course. I ain't doing that shit for free. But
you've been offered a lot of weird stuff for money.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of things going on in the news and politics and everything else. I think for now I just want to stay away from the Trump, let's go to war thing.
Everybody loves talking about Trump, though.
I do. I enjoy talking about
Trump.
I
really don't. I don't enjoy it.
Well, there's just right now everybody's too pissed off and opinionated, and I think if we brought it up that people say, "Hey, man, that first podcast sucked. I'm not listening to another one."
Yeah, and Mr. Trump stuff. Yeah, you think one way or the other. There's no middle ground with that guy.
No,
he makes it damn near impossible to have any kind of middle ground, though.
Absolutely. So let's jump into a really important topic that's been weighing heavy on my mind.
Right.
I'm 54. I don't feel 54. I don't act 54, and I certainly don't hang out with people that are 54. I'm flipping a coin on contemplating on boner pills.
Boner pills. Is this an issue?
It's different.
That's a hard one to admit.
It's not an impotence problem. I've got no problem with impotence. I've got, you know, it's the stamina issue that I'm dealing with right now.
Okay. And liquor just don't do it anymore?
Not like it did.
Does boner pills actually that makes you last longer too? I thought they it just say, gave you a hard on.
No, they say it makes you last longer, turns you into a fucking stud.
Now, is it one of those things where you still come in 10 minutes, or in my case, a minute and a half?
I don't know.
But your boner's still there for another half hour, so you're just throwing it away at some shit you can't even feel?
My buddy that takes boner pills on a regular basis said it stays hard,
yeah,
and it keeps hard for a long time. And, you know, I don't know if he nuts in 10 minutes. I got no idea. I'd never asked him. But it used to be, I used to be the guy that, you know, I'd be finished and then it's still straight up, man. Mm-hmm. It's ready to go again. I might not have felt anything, but it's ready to go again. And now it kind of...
The old stiff noodle.
Now after a good, I'd say, I don't know, about 30, 35 minutes, it starts heading south a little bit.
35 minutes is a long fucking time, in my opinion. I'm bored at that point.
I'm not going...
I'm married.
Full throttle for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, I might go for 10 like everybody.
Ah, okay.
All these people that say, oh, yeah, we had sex for 2 hours. No, you did not.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're a liar. You went for sure thing 12 minutes. Yeah.
Fucking every breath you take my ass.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You know, you go for 10 minutes like everybody else.
Yes.
But I was always had the ability to just, hey, let's go again. Mm. And now I'm one of those fucking guys that I ragged on my whole life. Give me 15 minutes, I'll be ready.
Yeah, now you need a ham sandwich. I don't
want to be that. Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
You need to catch an episode of Seinfeld and then come back at it.
Exactly. My old roommate, God, I love this guy. I won't say his name, but roommate of mine years back, he lasted 5 minutes. And the beauty of it was he didn't care.
That's the best.
If the girl gets mad, well, go home.
That's kind of the way I feel most of the time. Like that seems like your problem, not my problem.
But still, I'm unmarried. You know, you last 5-10 minutes nowadays. You ain't getting a repeat performance.
Like you said before, you're 54 and you're unmarried. I mean, at this point, who are you trying to impress?
Well, are you
trying to pick up another wife in the future? Is that still an opening?
No, that's the furthest thing in the world from my mind. But I still don't want to be the guy that, you know, girls talk about, hey, this guy sucked.
Well, yeah, and you want repeat performances.
Exactly right.
Gotcha. There.
That's what I'm counting on these days.
Yeah, I gotcha.
repeat performances with no obligation.
Yes, yes.
Does that exist?
Well, yeah, it does, especially with older ladies.
Yeah.
I would think. Anyway, see, that could go either way, I guess.
I'm not, that's another thing that's killing me. I'm not the older lady type.
Is anybody?
Yeah.
Really?
I know guys my age that throw them back into the dating world and they date women their age.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
I would have a hard time, I would imagine. I don't know. I mean, right now I'm fine. I'm 39. There are plenty of 40-year-old girls. But once you get into like the, even 50s is okay. But once you get into the 60s. I'm not looking at many hot 60-year-olds.
No, there are some out there.
I'm sure they exist, but they're unicorns at this point.
My interest is about maybe 37, 38 and above.
Okay.
Anything less, I feel like a real creeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you want a girl that appreciated Limp Bizkit at one point, you know?
I don't want the Limp Bizkit. See, what I want
the actual
is...
actual Limp Bizkit.
I want it, yeah, Limp Bizkit, the band, yeah. There was a handful of those back in the 90s. But I just need some info on boner pills. I one guy that takes them, he says he's a stallion, but I want a few people to give me real facts. What are the bad side effects from those things? I had a buddy who took one.
Didn't go away? No.
It stayed hard for like 8-9 hours. He almost went to the hospital.
Imagine.
He wasn't impotent. He just wanted to perform this one night.
I mean, I guess that's less embarrassing than the guy that goes to the hospital with the gerbil in his ass. You know, like, I'd rather say, hey, I got a boner than, hey, I got a small rodent in my butthole.
You know what kills me? Switching to the butthole subject.
Mm-hmm.
You can read on the internet about weird things found in people's buttholes in emergency rooms.
Read on the internet?
Yeah, about stuff that people put in their buttholes and they couldn't get them out.
I halfway wanted to become an emergency room nurse just for that.
Just for that.
Just for the laughs.
But tell me how, like... Every website you read about these weird butthole things, there's a light bulb in there.
How do you get a light bulb up there without breaking?
Who's sticking a fragile piece of glass that could break in your butt?
But maybe that's part of the thrill. It's like people are like fucking in public because they might get caught. Maybe these guys like sticking light bulb or girls, whatever. I'm not going to judge.
No, it's mostly guys.
It's mostly guys, yeah. Girls are smarter than that. But they'd stick light bulbs up their ass just in case it could bust. Like they like the thrill of maybe this is going to go wrong.
and I'm going to end up getting surgery.
I don't even know how that works out when it happens. I mean,
well, obviously it's because of the shape. They're not using the curly, the new green light bulbs. They're using the regular round bulbous shape.
You think
light
the curly bulb. Ones you could twist them in? Like,
but the curly ones would be better because they when they break off in long pieces.
Yeah, be a little bit easier to get out.
Yeah. So, no, but seriously, if you've got boner pill information for me, put it on. Send an email. I'm not desperate. I'm not impotent.
Are you
not,
sure?
I'm 100% sure, all right. But I wouldn't mind being a little better.
Yeah, okay. I got you there.
I mean, I'll give you that right now, the greatest 11 minutes of your life. But if you want more than 11, I might need a little help.
At the 12-minute mark, I need a tag team partner.
That's exactly it. The popsicle stick doesn't work anymore.
I used to work for a company that would sell. They sold the pills that make the girls' vaginas wet. They were called Avlamil. And, you know,
it's a real prescription thing.
Well, it wasn't prescription. It was one of those, like, you've seen it late night on whatever. This one, they would sell them actually during Judge Judy. This was sold during the day. Oh, they would run the commercials during Judge Judy and whatever other bullshit that was going on back in the day. This was maybe mid, like, 2004, 2005, somewhere around there. And they would run the ad, and then these girls would call in. It advertised a free 3-month supply. And these women would call in, and, you know, they'd get me to answer the phone. And they'd want their free pussy wet pills, basically. It was basically, you know, the girls that couldn't get wet anymore. So you had these 60-year-old women calling in and giving you their life story about how their pussy just doesn't get wet anymore and their husband's, you know, thinking about leaving them and blah, blah, blah. It was fucking weird. But anyways, this was also the same company that sold those, the dick pills, the Insight. Remember Insight?
I remember Insight,
that made
yeah.
your dick bigger.
Yeah.
And the warehouse was right next door. So we had... not access. We weren't supposed to have access to it, but we could walk over there and get what we want to. And my friend that I worked there at the time, he literally went over there, took them, and would go in the parking lot and snort Insight. Like, it was the fucking funniest thing in the world.
I have a feeling you had a drug issue when you were younger.
Yeah, well, this wasn't me. I wasn't doing this. I mean, yeah, sure, the drug issue, yes, but my friend also, who's not with us anymore, if that tells you anything.
It does.
But
it tells me
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, we'd sit out in the parking lot and we'd smoke weed before we go back in, which was hilarious because we'd be hotboxing a car and then walking back inside into a building full with all these old ladies selling these pussy pills. And he would snort an Insight every one. And I'm like, why you snort it? You know what I mean? He's like, oh, it'll happen faster.
Did it work?
I think so. I don't know. The guy had a pretty big piece to begin with, but he was just obsessed with making it bigger.
I think back then it was just like caffeine or whatever your heart pump a little bit faster.
I have no idea what it was. I don't know if it worked, but it was funny. It was funny watching this guy fucking dick pills. And apparently I relayed this message when he had passed away. I put something on Facebook about it, you know, kind of one of my fond memories of the fella. You know, this was a close friend. I got lots of fond memories of this guy, but that was one of them because that just always cracked me up. And one of his exes told me that he did the same thing with her. He would steal some kind of pill from her and snort it because he thought it would make his dick bigger. And I forget what pill it was at this point. So maybe
but you said it was big already.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he had a good thing going there. But he was obsessed.
Well,
like that was his biggest thing. I think
that kind of goes along with the butt chugging thing. They say that if you butt chug, you know, you get drunk faster.
I've always even when I did do drugs back in the day, like pills and stuff, I never understood why they couldn't wait the extra half hour. You know what I mean? I'd much rather just swallow the pill and then not have that shitty nasal drip the next fucking 4 hours.
I agree.
You know, then ooh, I get higher 15 minutes earlier. And then it don't last as long anyway. So what's the fucking point?
Well, with all the crazy stuff I've done in my life, I've never actually put alcohol, you know, in my butt.
I'd hope so.
Well, you would think I would have tried it.
Really? That's something you would try? I've never done any. No. No plugging.
Well, just to see if it works, but I got a pretty high liquor tolerance, and it takes me a long time to get drunk anyway. So if I was to dump one shot of Jaeger in my bunghole and got a nice buzz off it and save myself $80,
well, okay,
drinking,
I could see that.
You know, but it's just not going to happen that way.
And and as far as the liquid, like you said, if you could put a Jaeger shot in your butthole, that's different. You're not actually inserting, like the people that took
the bottle.
Yeah, the people. Or no, I'm not even. That's a whole different story. I wasn't even going there. But I'm talking about like the people that will soak tampons in vodka and stick those up their butt or whatever, shit like that. You're actually inserting a physical object in your asshole. That's gross.
When they butt chug, don't they put like the beer bottle in there?
I guess you maybe the tip. I guess I don't know. I have no.
I lettered it just the tip back in high school. I was the king.
The king of the tip.
Absolutely. All right. So, I think enough of the alcohol up the ass thing.
I don't know if there's ever enough of the alcohol up the ass thing, but
I can't say that I haven't wanted to try it before.
No, I haven't wanted to try it.
Just to see.
I had a friend that shot alcohol once in the vein.
In his veins.
I am a freak magnet. I've always been a freak magnet. That's the people I love. I love fucking hanging out with weirdos. They're the best. And this guy, his name's Chris, and he don't give a fuck. I could tell anybody in the world. That's Chris. And I haven't talked to him in a while. Kind of went off the deep end, but I hear he's back on his, he's doing good for himself, which I'm happy about. But anyways, he just has the craziest fucking stories ever. And at that point, he was hanging out with a bunch of junkies. And he ended up getting into some stuff himself, but at that time he wasn't into that stuff. But he liked hanging out with the junkies. So while they were shooting,
were fun guys.
Whatever, man. That's what I mean. This guy's he was an interesting one. But he didn't want to do the dope, so he would go over there and he would literally shoot up Jack Daniels while they shot up their dope.
In his veins.
In his fucking veins. Absolutely insane.
See, I think that could probably kill you.
It's an awful idea. I have no idea why the fuck, but he lived. I mean, like most things, somehow this guy lived. He's one of those guys. I think he's going to live way longer than I am.
Man.
You know, he's that Keith Richards of my friends.
Yeah,
that
the Mick Mars, like we were just
talking
about.
Yeah, just those people that you have no idea how they lived through everything, but they're there.
I've got a couple
Meanwhile, you got your clean living guy that'll have a heart attack the next fucking day.
Yeah,
you
and know he's what perfectly mean? Healthy, but he'll die, and then this guy's over here shooting heroin between his toes, and he's cool till he's 90.
I mean, like right now, at our work, we've had a string of heart attacks of... They're all thin guys.
Yeah.
You look around, you're like, oh, fuck, this guy's having a heart attack. I better not eat that roast beef sandwich today.
Yeah. Matter of fact, a friend of mine just passed away, God, within the last week, heart attack. Seemingly healthy.
Yeah.
48, 49, something like that. And you never know.
Let's talk about our work for a second and the fact that we do work at a casino. We're casino dealers, but we're not going to tell you shit about that. So.
No,
if you guys want to send in, we know a lot of our friends and such at the casino are probably going to listen to this. Don't bother sending in questions about the casino.
We're going to keep that out of this.
I got fucking bills to pay. All right, guys. And yes, there's some great stories, and we may get to stories at past casinos that we've heard from friends and whatnot. But as far as ours is concerned, that is off limits. Not talking about it. Don't fucking bother.
Yeah, that's a no go. But the good news is when we get to work. We can go into corners and talk about it and talk about people then.
Oh, yeah. I won't stop talking about it, you know, on my personal time. I'm just not putting in recording so somebody can fire me later.
Yeah, we've got much more interesting things to talk about.
I don't know about that.
Like people shooting Jack
Daniels. Yeah, do you really care how much so-and-so celebrity went on a craps table when we can talk about plugging Jack Daniels in our butt?
No, I prefer the Jack Daniels.
Me too. I mean, but, you know, whatever. I'm weird.
All right, so let me ask you a question then. We were talking about... the Riverbend concert series coming up.
Yeah.
You're a big music guy like I am.
Yeah. I think we're different kinds of music guys, but we share a lot of similar qualities where we both love live music. We'll both pretty much watch anyone live.
Absolutely.
I don't give a fuck. I've been to concerts with my wife. My wife, she may be the only black person that I know that is obsessed with country music. And I'm not talking about good country music. You know, everybody's like, oh, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams. No, I'm talking about, you know, fucking... The shittiest ones you can think of.
Well, the Jason Aldean,
The Brad Paisleys, like that.
I don't think all that stuff is bad. Consider it country anymore.
No, it's pop music. It's pop music with a hillbilly twang.
Yeah. And it's good looking guys, tight jeans, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's become like this.
Country stars aren't good looking.
No.
They shouldn't be good looking.
Well, some of them have been.
Who?
Oh, God, Carrie
Which
Underwood.
One of you fucked? I'm not saying...
Carrie
no,
Underwood's
I'm not talking
gorgeous.
About the girls. The girls are different. We always hold girls to a different standard because
love,
America sucks.
These chicks love guys like Atlanta, or Georgia, Florida Line. They love those guys.
Those are good-looking guys.
They love the one guy with the funny voice, Luke... what the hell's his name? Luke Bryant.
Bryant? I was going to say Combs. Is that a...
Luke Combs is huge.
Who is Luke Combs?
Luke Combs is a big, fat guy. Phenomenal voice.
Really?
Cool tunes. He writes actually. He's a real, he's not one of these guys that grew up in a really big house. By the way, he actually grew up in the hills in the mountains somewhere.
That's funny. I literally, when I said that name, I was like, I think he's the coach for Louisville.
Oh,
like,
no. Luke Combs is, if you listen to his shit, it hits home. He's a cool dude, a big fat guy, great voice, mm-hmm. And his is more real country than a lot of this stuff because that's actually where he's from. He's a real down-home, born in the hills, make moonshine kind of guy.
Yeah, I can't get with much country. Every so often, someone will come along that I don't mind, or that, you know, that maybe I even particularly like a little bit, but it's very, 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 very few and far between, and it's never usually the same shit that my wife's gonna like.
Well, yeah, I'm like that. I like the country from like early '90s to mm-hmm. early 2000s. It was good, cool shit. Joe Diffie, Brooks and Dunn, shit like that back then.
Nah.
It was entertaining stuff.
That don't do shit for me.
Well, but see, you got to open your mind, man.
Man, you got to open your mind. Well.
It's not Flotsam and Jetsam all the time. All right, there's other stuff.
Nah, I grew up a punk rock guy. Well,
I know.
I grew up a gangster rap guy, actually. I started listening to N.W.A. when I was 8 years old.
Loved him. Loved
and,
N.W.A.
And I always tell my wife, I think that's why I ended up marrying Black. It's because at such a young age, I was listening to nothing but gangster rap. And then I broke that. I had a picture.
I've just met your wife for the first time. She's whiter than I am.
She looks black, though. I mean, she does. On she paper, she gets me into some neighborhoods I wouldn't be able to get into before. Now, the problem is that she's scared to go in those neighborhoods.
So you're not going?
No, I don't know. No.
I don't know. You probably got a few friends that could get you in those
neighborhoods. Nah, I got a couple passes, but
well,
either way.
When I was little, I listened to N.W.A., mm-hmm. EPMD.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And I loved it. The new stuff today, not so much. I don't like it.
It's very few and far between again. I almost feel the same. Well, not exactly, because I can listen to... someone can have some rap music on in the background that doesn't bother me. Where if you got some of that pop country shit on, I'm like, ah, fucking, I got to go. I got to get out of here.
Is that bad, really?
I can't handle it, man. I can't handle it. I've been bred to not like that stuff, I think. Not like it, but rebel against it. Like, I want to break your stereo. Like, that kind of shit.
Well, that's a... Well, issue, I think.
Well, yeah, I got some anger issues in general, but
yeah, I would think you want to break my stereo because I got Luke Combs on. I'm telling you, just listen to him a little.
No,
all right,
I'm not gonna fuck.
So you said you grew up a punk rock guy. Yeah. When I was young, I grew up. I was a DJ for 30 years. I love every kind of music, but I listened to what I called punk back then. I don't think it would be even in the realm of what you considered punk.
Okay, what is it? Well, if there was such a I mean, you'll have some people back from like the 80s, and they'll say Blondie was punk, and I'm
oh,
like,
no,
like,
I grew up listening to
it.
Stuff yeah. like the Dead Kennedys, and
well, that's definitely punk music.
Yeah, but it's not. I think you go a little bit harder
like.
On the punk.
Well, Dead Kennedys are pretty hard.
Yeah, they were. I mean, back then they were huge.
That's pretty. And in fact, I'm more of a, I guess, a pop punk kind of guy. I never really liked the Dead Kennedys and stuff. I was a NoFX guy, a Rancid guy, early Green Day stuff. I mean, there's a lot more melody stuff.
I don't consider Rancid punk.
What do you consider it then? What the fuck else is
it? I consider them rock.
Well,
I don't
punk
consider
rock.
Rancid. Yeah, but...
Nah, Rancid's a punk band.
Yeah, but...
There's no way around that, especially if you listen to their first two. I mean, even now, they're still making punk music. That's a punk band. I get what you're saying, and that's what I mean is I think maybe your generation looks at bands like the Dead Kennedys and shit like that.
The generation. First episode, and you're going right into your generation.
Well, you're a generation older.
You're calling me old.
Well, you are old. You are old. I mean,
people that know me know that I certainly don't...
You don't act old.
No,
for sure. I ain't going to do, you know...
What do you consider, like, Flotsam and Jetsam?
I consider that a funny name.
You don't consider them punk
I don't know
at
what
all?
The fuck that is. I've heard the name, but I couldn't tell you what that is.
It was a punk band.
Okay, I believe you.
But you never heard of them?
Never. Well, I've heard of them. I couldn't have told you what that was.
What about like Sid Vicious?
Well, that's definitely
Johnny Rotten.
That's the originators to a certain extent, especially of English punk, but they are more style punks than anything else. They just look the part.
See, I considered Social
Distortion
on the border of punk.
Social Distortion is one of those bands that I do like. Every song sounds exactly the same.
They do, but I love them.
That,
they're cool dudes. I partied with them.
Social Distortion puts down... They influence a lot of bands that I like. You know what I mean? And that I grew up listening to. They were maybe the previous generation of punk, but they're definitely good. But I mean, you would consider that fringe. You wouldn't really consider that punk music.
Well, I mean, it's not hard banging punk. It's more of a rock feel. But to me, the lyrics of Social Distortion, you know, down with this, down with that. I consider them borderline punk, and I loved them. I still do.
Yeah, they're good.
partied with him for a while.
How was that?
That was awesome. Mike Ness, the lead singer. That was the first time, and this was back in, late 80s, I think, when I first became a DJ. They played at the club I was working at. And when I was invited into their dressing room, I'm sitting there thinking, this is going to be my first experience, you know, in a dressing room with a rock band.
Yeah.
They were watching TV.
Nah, those guys are on tour 24, or, you know, they're...
They weren't partying. There wasn't naked girls all around. No, it was they were sitting there watching TV, and they were on the landline phones talking to their kids and stuff at home. Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, they're not Motley Crue. It's a whole different style of person there.
Yeah, see, that would be fun. Come on.
Back then.
I don't know. I bet you they could still do it.
Dude, nowadays, you're just putting Icy Hot on their knees.
I bet like, you Tommy Lee's still a partying machine.
Tommy Lee has to. That dick makes him. You know what I mean? If you got that dick, you better party your whole life, or what the fuck's the point?
You know what I mean? I saw a thing on him the other day. His drumming's still spot on. I mean, for a live music hair metal band, he's not a technical good drummer or anything, but he can still beat him.
Tommy Lee is perfect for his band. He's not a technically great drummer. He's nothing special per se, but he's always on time. He hits super hard, and he went perfect with his band.
And
there are certain drummers like
that.
He's
got a giant dick.
He's got a giant dick. He's got. Which is probably the most important aspect of him, I guess, to most
people. That's why I like him.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah, it's all it takes. Well, and Pam Anderson thing. I was a big Pam Anderson guy back in the day.
Everyone was a big Pam Anderson guy back in the day.
Loved her. I had the Farrah Fawcett poster on my wall. You probably never even saw it.
I've seen it because I've heard about it so many times.
Smoking hot. And that's one of those deals where when I was growing up, hottest woman on the face of the planet. And as she got older.
Yeah, and that's one of the ones, if you ask people my age, but if you go a generation younger than me, those people in their 20s, they have no clue. No idea. They're like, oh, you like that, huh?
I asked a kid I was talking to the other day at work. We were talking about the Beatles came up,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't name one Beatles tune.
Really?
Not one.
How old is this kid?
25-ish, 26.
Black or white?
He was white.
Wow.
But that kills me. I mean, because I don't know who... George Washington. I'd never met him, but yeah, I can tell you lots of shit about him.
That was my argument. We have a mutual friend, Keyshawn, who's a young black guy, and he doesn't know who shit is. Like you say, who's John Lennon? Like, motherfucker, you wear his glasses, but you don't know who he is. You know,
I think he just doesn't really care to talk about it.
No, he don't know who he is.
John Lennon.
He legit does not know who it is. It's just you got to remember different cultures. The Beatles weren't a thing for them at home. And he is at the age where they don't play it that much on TV or anything, where you're going to know their names and such anyways.
Well, but I mean, I'm a 54-year-old man. I can tell you all about Eazy-E.
Yeah, but also Eazy-E was from the 90s. Could you tell us about the newest guys? What do you know
I can tell you their names.
Yeah, J. Cole?
J. Cole was around. Actually, he's been around for a few years.
A few years. I know that, but I'm just saying, like, he always says the Migos. I don't know shit.
Yeah, see, I got a buddy. We got a buddy at work mm-hmm. that we talk music all the time. And, man, some of the new bands, some of the new artists, I mean, I can appreciate what they do. Mm-hmm. I can definitely appreciate what they do. But it's like you. The music makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
I don't like T.I.
T.I. Well, see, again, you're going to someone that's not new. But, yeah,
But, see, like I'm saying, he still puts out stuff from time to time. Yeah. I can appreciate what he does. But I'm not going to sit there in my car on the way to work and crank out some T.I. or some Future. It's not going
to
happen.
Now, Future's awful. I've listened to that a couple times. T.I., I really don't think one thing or another about his music, but I like him. He has this show on Netflix
mm-hmm.
where he's one of the hosts. I think he's the main host. I think it's his show, basically, where they judge rappers. They find these rappers, and then they put them through this big, long competition. It was a really good show. It was him, Chance the Rapper, and who's the new slutty girl that's in the hip-hop now?
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, but this is the main slutty one right now.
Iggy Azalea?
Nah, she's white. Isn't she Australian? I mean, can we really count her in hip-hop?
She's English, but no, she tries to be, and she's on the charts. When she puts out a tune, it comes up on the hip-hop chart.
The one that used to be a stripper. You know, this is one of those funny ones where anybody listening right now is fucking yelling at their whatever they're listening to. You dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
And we sound so old and white right now.
We do and we don't.
But here's the thing. We are, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. And because like I told you, I'm not into the new hip-hop music. If I'm at a party with some people, if I'm hanging out and it's playing, it's not going to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not going to bother me. But to me, good R&B and hip-hop stopped at about 2005. I was a big old school guy. Loved the old school stuff.
I always tell everybody as far as hip, and I've changed my tune a little bit because Kendrick Lamar's last album I do think is a great album, and that's the first one because I stopped at Stankonia and Outkast. That was the great.
Yeah, that was great.
That
shit.
Was the last great hip hop album to me. And now I tell some people that, and they get pissed off. What about Lil Wayne? What about? I don't know. I lost it then. I was at that point. I was playing in punk bands and stuff, and I kind of drifted away from hip hop in general. But either way, I just don't appreciate the 2000 to basically until last year when Kendrick Lamar released his album.
Yeah,
I am not in the
Lil Wayne, Mike Jones era,
Mike Jones,
all that stuff. But Mike I mean, Jones. That's what I'm talking about. That and that's kind of what got me on the path of getting out of the club business.
Yeah,
because
just couldn't relate to the music
every
anymore.
Song that's being. No, I could back then I could have related to it. I could have done it the same as I did for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I could have thrown myself into it and learned more about it and been on board. But I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't, who wants to work in a nightclub that the average song you're playing is 99 beats a minute? There's no energy in the room.
Yeah.
None. Zero. And that's what turned me off to it. When I think when I heard Lollipop, that's what I think my arteries hardened at that point.
That was it.
And 20 of these little girls coming up, oh, you got to play Lollipop. That's a great tune. Are you kidding me? The song is garbage. I want to lick you like a lollipop. That's all he says through the whole song. Now, the beat was cool. If you want to slow dance with somebody, but it wasn't an energy dance tune. And that's what got me, I think, leaning out the door a little bit.
Yeah, that whole generation of rap is awful.
I had a discussion with a guy. We were talking top hip-hop artists of all time. And my first, I mean, I think he could appreciate three or four on my list. There was five on the list. But without a doubt, to me, and it's not because I'm old. It has nothing to do with I'm old.
You are so sensitive about the old stuff.
Well, no, because...
No, but you are.
Because half of my answers are going to say, well, you're only saying that because you're old.
Well, that's because it's funny because you get a reaction out of you.
Does it seem that people are growing up a little bit fucking less informed about everything today?
No, I disagree.
It does to me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think it's impossible to not be informed nowadays with the internet.
Well, informed, but you might be learning it from Fox News or some garbage sources telling you a bunch of bullshit lies.
Well,
an opinion.
You're talking about politics, not music, but either way, I get what you're saying.
My number one on that list, Run DMC. They changed the entire face of hip-hop music. They changed it.
Well,
they were the reason.
They were not the start, but yeah, they were the start of street rap, kind of.
Yeah.
A popular street rap, I'm sure.
They're what made it popular.
Yeah.
And everything fell off of that, you know, all the bands that started coming from Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I was about to hit that. Now, I'm in the minority of white people here, and I've always been this as far as the Beastie Boys is concerned. I'm not a huge Beastie Boys fan. They kind of grew on me a little bit more as I got older. I really hated them growing up, and I've always felt like they were just a fucking ripoff of Run DMC. It's the exact same style.
But see, that
now they started different.
I thought you would have appreciated
because of their background.
They didn't have any talent. They didn't. I mean, they didn't have great voices, and their songs were pretty hokey, but... They were all, the songs were basically, hey, fuck you. That's what their songs were.
They were. I think I just resented them so much because of the fact that they stole Run DMC style, and somehow you had tons of white people and non-hip-hop white people. I mean, and like I said, growing up in the punk community, they would always, I hate rap music, but I like the Beastie Boys. It's like, wait a second. The Beastie Boys are just Run DMC with white skin.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And like, worse lyrics.
And now, yeah, different lyrics. I mean, worse depends on how you look at it. Probably more relatable for white people.
Without a doubt.
But
either
way. It's
three Jewish guys from New York.
But I've always thought they're one of the most overrated bands. And again, then I got into them a little bit when I got older. Their background beats and stuff are good. Their DJ was always super killer. I forget his name. But
yeah.
That guy was ridiculous. I like their origins. They started as a punk band.
Yeah.
Not a good one. But they started as, you know, more of a traditional band, although completely different than what they ended up as.
Yeah, before they went computer and all that. But that's what I'm saying. I think Run DMC paved the way for all of these guys.
They did, for sure.
And, you know, guys like, I was a giant EPMD guy. Now, when it came to rap, I was a giant EPMD guy. I liked Heavy D.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Now, that came much later.
Heavy D was kind of corny.
He was corny.
Yeah.
But I was in a club at the time.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was listening to. I was playing that shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Digital Underground back in the late 80s.
Gotta love Digital Underground, yeah.
Loved him. Even though I will say that Humpty almost got me killed. True story.
Tell that story.
Well, I was DJing at a at an all, it was a black club in Arizona. It's called the Jockey Club. And they had, I did one night there, helped out a friend. And ironically, Digital Underground was playing that night. So the place was hopping, it was bumping, and, you know, they had white DJs in there. It was the black population of Arizona was never huge, so you always had a whole bunch of people. There wasn't any all-black establishments. But I'm in there having a good time, and we're jamming out. And they're all excited for Digital Underground. This is right when the Humpty Hump was at the rise. You know, it was on every radio station 10 times a day. And the manager comes up to me and he says, "Hey, we just got a phone call. They're not coming, so I need you to make that announcement."
Was Humpty in the Burger King bathroom?
He got busy in there.
Oh, shit.
But they told me, "You got to make that announcement." Yep. I said, "There's no way that the, you know, the predominantly, obviously white guy is going to say, hey, all you're here for Humpty, he ain't coming."
Well, you're not predominantly white. You are all the way white.
But I'm saying I was the whitest guy in there.
All right.
I think I had, my hair was still feathered at that time. I'm not really sure. Parted down the middle and feathered.
In fact, now that you mention it, I'm kind of upset it's still not feathered.
It's falling out, man.
That'll happen.
The hair is falling out.
Usually right around the same time you start looking for boner pills is the time that your hair starts leaving you, too.
It happens,
it's all tied together somehow.
The thing about it is, the boner pills aren't needed. That's the last I'm going to say about it. It just maybe wanted.
Just a little extra excitement.
But back to it, I mean, these new bands, I think it's, you know, these guys are growing up, I want to be a rapper, but all the lyrics today are the same.
Yeah.
They're just said a little different. Yeah. Back then, I liked music when it told stories.
Well, that's, yeah, hip-hop especially. I like storytelling rap. That's why I was a big Tupac guy, big Biggie guy.
One more? Biggie or Tupac? You got to have that argument.
Right now, Biggie.
Me too. I'm a Biggie guy.
In the 90s, when the East Coast, West Coast shit was going, and I was 16 years old, so I actually, like, for some reason, a little white kid from fucking Amelia, Ohio, gave a shit about the East Coast, West Coast wars.
Yeah.
I was a West Coast guy then. I was a total Tupac guy. I did not get into Biggie until way after he was dead, because I was so loyal to West Coast hip-hop, because I grew up listening to Ice-T.
Eazy-E, NWA.
Yeah, all the NWA, and then I was huge Ice-T guy. He was Ice Cube guy, the solo careers, and then the Dre shit came along, the Snoop Dogg shit.
Love the Dre shit.
And that shit all came along a little bit before.
I'm still, to this day, a giant Snoop fan. I think Snoop was huge talented. I do, because it was different.
Yeah. No. 1992 Snoop Dogg was fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Anything from, like, 2000 on Snoop Dogg. Yeah, he did all right on the Dre album in 2000. But, okay, 2005 Snoop Dogg is fucking awful. I think he just smoked himself retarded.
Well, it definitely changed. But, yeah, back in the original days when he was up and coming, I loved old
Snoop
Dogg.
He was one of the best.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Super.
And even when he rapped, his voice was different than everybody else's. Yes. You knew immediately who it was.
Now, he was kind of a, not a rip-off per se, but his voice reminded me a lot of Slick Rick. And you can tell the influence from that. It's just like a laid-back voice. And then he even did Lottie Dottie, which was obviously a Slick Rick thing. So the influence was definitely there. But yeah, Snoop Dogg was ridiculously good. So I was into that West Coast thing more. So at the time was definitely Tupac. Now as an adult listening to them both, I'm a Biggie guy.
See, I just...
But Tupac had a lot more shit, though.
And
that's another
thing. They
say
he's got vaults and vaults of shit.
Yeah, he was ridiculously was never talented. Released.
Yeah, talent, no doubt.
He was
so young
when he died.
And I should have been West Coast all the way because I was from Arizona. I'd grown up in Arizona.
Yeah.
But as I started to learn about music more, I just like the feel and the vibe of the Biggie stuff a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the Snoop Dogg or the Tupac stuff was really cool, but most of the time, I wish I was a stoner, because when I hear Tupac, I just want to smoke something to go to sleep, and I don't. And I'm not a stoner, so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it was all just kind of whatever. Biggie just kind of amplified it a little bit.
I got what you're saying.
All right, guys, we're back. There's going to be a little. We're still working out the bugs in this thing. If we sound like amateurs, it's because we are.
We're literally just going at this as we go.
So, yeah, we're not going after any awards for editing or content or anything like that. So keep those opinions to yourself. Otherwise, we will take a giant shit on them.
Yes, but if you want to make an award and hand it to me, I'll take it. I'll fucking smile. I'll get you a speech together.
Any trophy in the world,
yeah,
I'll stick it right
I'd
on there.
I'd love a trophy. That'd be nice. A bowling trophy? Give me your fucking dead grandpa shit. I don't care. I love a good trophy.
You know what?
The bigger, the better.
I have a trophy you could have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was for like you know, a participant thing. You
you got some participation trophies?
I do for my kids when they were older. My oldest son.
I was going to say they had to be from your kids because your old ass didn't get them when you were young. Because I barely got them when I was.
When my ass was young, the trophies were actually made out of metal. Now they're cheap, shitty plastic things.
Now, I think on field day, we did get a participation ribbon. That if you didn't win anything, now granted, I might be a fat fuck now, but in field day in elementary school, I wasn't bad. Hey, I had a couple tetherball championships to my name.
Opie got one of those from the Andy Griffith Show. Opie got a ribbon. Yeah,
but all the other kids just got a ribbon if they didn't win anything.
Yeah,
and I think you got a ribbon even if you did win something. I think everybody got the fucking ribbon.
The ribbon was thanks for being here. Actually, the ribbon was thanks for your parents $80 to participate. in this fucking thing.
So you could run around in a circle in a fucking field behind the school.
Fucking pinned on your chest. Yeah. Guys, remember, everything we're talking about here, as pointless as it is, we want your opinions. So feel free to get on the email. Once again, it's shutupcincinnati@gmail.com. Give us your opinions. Tell us what you liked about, you know, music, sports, whatever. And speaking of sports,
get it on the old Facebook page. Leave us a comment. Make a video.
Do whatever.
Hey, if your video is good enough, I'll put it right on the fucking air, too.
Yeah, and if you're funny enough, we might even have you as a guest on one of these things.
Probably not. And listen, here's the thing. As a lot of you motherfuckers are going to listen to this and think, hey, I'm going to be a guest. No. And this is going to be some awkward conversations we're going to have. But a lot of you guys are just not that fucking funny. You might think you are, but you're not.
And you might even be funny to us.
Yeah, but we're not. We're laughing at you. Yeah. That's the thing. We're not laughing with you. We're laughing at you.
And you, but the cool thing about it is you and your friends are laughing at us, too.
And here's the thing. We might even trick you and have you on the show, and we'll still be laughing at you. But at that point, we assume you're so fucking dumb that you don't get that we're laughing at you. You think we're laughing with you, but no, we're not. We're not.
When we'll you get leave you to the sign room, a release or something.
When you leave the room, it's not going to be a good thing. Good things are not going to be said. When we talk to our buddies outside of this, good things are
and
not going to be
said.
And that's
not bullying or asshole things. Everybody does that.
And I don't care if it is. All right. But get over yourself. Bullying. Shut the fuck up. Hey, Jesus Christ. Hey, speaking of bullying.
I'm a parent first.
Hey, Anyhow, I know we were going to talk about sports, but now I got to the end of this because it's on top of my head.
Okay.
And because I do tend to bully. I'm an online bully. Hi, I'm Jason, and I'm an online bully.
Yeah, I've seen your comments.
Yeah, I'm a complete asshole. Yeah. But it's fun because I like pissing people off. To me, anger is funny. Anger is absolutely hilarious. That's why I think I like my job so much is because people get
angry.
Can
you see the line in the horizon that you shouldn't cross, or do you just don't see that?
Where?
Like any topic. Is someone standing behind something? Me? No, you're talking about something, and then you're like, okay, I can rip them up to this point, but I better not cross that.
No, I feel like I'm pretty good at that.
As long as you're good at that, it's cool.
And that's why I have friends still somehow with some of these people that I really probably shouldn't be friends with.
Most of your friends are assholes, too.
No, I'm talking about just the borderline friends, not real friends. Yeah, my real friends, they're all assholes because that's what I'm into.
Yeah.
But
the borderline friends. You're saying I'm an asshole?
You're a complete asshole. Complete fucking asshole. Which is fine. That's why I like you.
You know what's funny about that? Up to this point, I think just this very fucking minute, I didn't know I was a complete asshole.
Really?
No, I thought I was a sarcastic kind of cocky dick, but I certainly have nothing to be arrogant about.
Well, you know that's the saying? Best part about being arrogant.
It's like I'm not real good looking. I don't have a good body.
me either. I'm a fucking mess.
That's what I'm saying. So the arrogance isn't there.
No.
What I've always survived on is that I'm probably a little bit funnier than you. That's what I've survived on to most people. And I've always been quick-witted and been able to kind of hack people like you have. But I never knew really that I was the, according to Webster, asshole.
See, I'm complete opposite. I never knew I was funny. I just always thought I was a giant asshole. And then people were like, man, you're funny. And it's like, wait, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just a dick.
I blame it on the internet.
Yeah, maybe. The internet. I love the internet. The internet made me great.
Well, I'm not like great I said, at all, though. If we don't, if you think you'd be a great guest, let us know. If we laugh hysterically and tear you up, then we don't think you would be a good one.
But again, that could be fun sometimes too. And there's going to be some awkward moments on this podcast probably when we have certain guests on. I know I have one in my head in particular. I'm not going to name it right now because that would throw him off and maybe might not come on the show. But eventually I do want to have him on the show. Anyhow, what I was going to bitch about before I started talking about how I'm an asshole, what I was planning on being an asshole about is the new year just happened.
Right.
And every fucking year, the new year, new me shit. Do you have resolutions?
I have one, but I wouldn't call it a New Year's resolution. You know, I've been on this weight loss thing for about a year. I'd, The only resolution I has now that I've lost all this fucking weight is I'd like to get back in shape again, but it's not a resolution.
No, it's like, just something you should do. That's been a resolution for me for 20 years.
Yeah, but as far as New Year's resolutions, no, I really don't. I've never had one.
My cheat decade actually just ended.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, 2020. Yeah, so the cheat decade's done. Now it's time to get in shape, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. But that's not a resolution either. That's just something you've decided.
No, and I'll fall off the wagon in like 3 days.
But people that say...
I haven't got on it yet, so fuck.
To me, it's kind of like Lent.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give up something. I'm going to give up something for Lent. Well, if you know it's not good for you, why didn't you give it up a long time ago?
My dad, I come from an Irish Catholic family on my dad's side. And, you know, some of them are more Catholic than the others. But my dad is just like, I was born Catholic. I was married Catholic. I'll die Catholic. And that's the extent of his religious beliefs. He believes he's done pretty much.
Right.
But every year for Lent, he still does. He goes through the motions and having the Lent thing. He gives up liver. I've never seen the motherfucker eat liver. He just gives up some shit that he would never fucking do to begin with.
See, that's cheating.
And no, but in his head, it's fine.
See, I grew up Catholic too, and you know, off the record, I'm not a holy roller and blah blah blah. But I still consider myself Catholic. My mother is Catholic. My family is all Catholic.
You believe in the Jesus?
I believe in the Jesus. I don't agree with everything that any religion really has to say, but I do believe in God and all that stuff. But I'm certainly not going to get off on that. But I don't think in my life, even growing up with a Catholic mother and blah, 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 I don't think I've ever truly given up anything for Lent that I didn't cheat on a dozen times. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, I'm going to give up soda pop. Well,
I like that you called it soda pop.
Well, back then we did.
back in the 50s, you used to pay a nickel for a soda pop.
I hate it when people say pop. When I moved to Ohio,
I know that's an
certain
Ohio
phrases
thing.
Around here bothered me.
I gotcha.
Like the first time that some asshole said to me when I said something they didn't understand, instead of saying excuse me or pardon me, they said please.
Yeah.
Please, what?
I know that's a thing and I recognize it when people say it. I know what they're trying to say, but I've never fucking said it in my life.
No,
ever.
If you say please to me when you don't understand,
kind of guy.
Yeah, huh is fine too.
What?
Or what'd you say? Anything but please.
Yeah.
You know, when you say that, I don't hope anything real bad happens to you, but you know, I wouldn't mind you know, a nodule or a cyst.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable cyst. I don't want you to die or anything.
No.
But I wouldn't mind it if you got a really bad ear infection that hurt for like 6 months.
And
I wouldn't, you know.
The great thing about a nodule that's, you know, doesn't have anything bad about it besides the fact that it's a nodule is the paranoia that person's going to have for a month. They're going to spend a month thinking they're going to fucking die. And
see,
nothing actually bad's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, but
I don't want you to really die.
Yeah.
But if you say please to me, I hope something kind of insignificant but bad happens to you.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Anything, you know?
I've never used that language. I've never said please for anything besides
I just never got
sex.
It. I didn't understand it. But getting back to me being an asshole.
I don't think that's what we were talking about. We passed the you being an asshole part. We're talking about our New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah. And does your wife have any?
I don't know. I don't talk to her that often.
You've been married a while.
Yeah. You know, she washes her things upstairs. I do my thing downstairs,
yeah, I get it.
You know.
I love
her to death, but we don't have these long talks anymore. That phase is gone.
Just like the daily sex, that's gone.
Daily, yeah.
Monthly now. Yeah, special occasions.
Put it on the fucking schedule.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my shirt on.
People for resolutions. I, you know, if you decide you want to improve your life or make yourself better, hey, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But why does it have to be on January 1st? Why couldn't you have done that in November?
They're just always so bullshit and hacky, and it's every fucking person. And this is the thing with social media that drives you crazy, because you have to listen to everyone's thoughts.
Yeah.
You don't have to. Not everyone's a fucking junkie.
They're entertaining.
Like
you want to.
But I like judging people. That's one of my favorite things to do is just fucking judging them. Not harsh. Well, harshly, but not like I don't hold it against them.
Right.
You know, I'm just judging you. You suck. But I mean, I'll still be your friend.
That's kind of like what I was talking about earlier. It's like if I'm at work or if I'm anywhere and a really attractive girl goes walking by, I'll find one thing that's wrong with her to just pick her apart.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm being an asshole because I know that a guy like me doesn't ever have a chance with a woman like that. So I need to find something to make myself feel redeemed.
Pretty sure that's the base of it.
Well,
that's
it
the
probably
same thing
is.
For me. Yeah.
There was a girl last night that I saw, fucking beautiful. I mean, gorgeous hair, gorgeous face, gorgeous everything. I didn't like the way her jeans fit. I thought they rode up a little bit high, and I thought they made her look a little bit granny kind of.
Those new girls, the young white girls now that'll wear the jeans up to like right underneath the tit.
Yeah, that's totally what they're doing. Them. And I saw that, and I was sitting there thinking, well, I got to find something to pick this girl apart, because when she walked by, I made definite eye contact with her, and she didn't even fucking know I was alive.
So therefore, you
have something coming to you.
You're dead to her.
Whether you ever hear it, or you probably won't hear it. Yeah. But I'm going to pick you apart in any way I can.
I've always been the same way.
Everybody, I love that.
Everybody says I'm the most picky guy ever. And it's like, nah, I'm not really.
That's guys just... like you and me are easy targets.
Yes.
You
want to
pick us apart? Hey, you know, take a look at the giant head yarmulke that I'm wearing. What was that?
Well, I don't know.
Good Lord.
That's a new one.
For those of you that want to know why we just kind of freaked out, the garage door just opened. I think there's a...
I guess that's the problem with having a podcast in your garage, is your garage door will just randomly fucking open with no one around.
Can we shut that, or do you think Kane hit the button?
You don't like the breeze?
No, it's actually the
nice crisp 34 degrees Cincinnati weather doesn't feel great to you?
Well, I just wondered, you know, the little nugget I dropped in my pants when the lights turn on and the door open kind of scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, it was like the sober lights, and not even fucked up.
Yeah, dropped still a couple scares of kisses me. In there.
Oh, man. All right, yeah.
Yeah, shut that.
But yeah, I'm just so sick of reading online the new year, new me shit. And I also hate how people make like the last year was the worst year ever. Everyone.
everyone's done that on Facebook.
Fuck
this
2019.
Whole week.
And then like someone dies that last month. It's always like, told you, 2019 was the worst. This 95-year-old actor died.
Yeah, they said like the same thing in 2018, 2017, every single
year. It's the same fucking shit.
Yeah.
The next year is going to be great, but the last year was awful. These people don't realize that they're just fucking awful. That's why it's awful. It's not going
to
change.
It's up to you to change your own destiny. I've decided my resolution is to be not an asshole anymore and to be kind to everybody and to give lots of all of my money to charity. And
you're not going to do any of that shit.
No,
and why would you?
People won't like me. If I'm not an asshole, nobody would like me. I'm not a very interesting guy.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Asshole is what I have.
You got to hold on to what you have sometimes.
You do. And I'm not, if you take the asshole out of the equation, I'm not a real interesting person.
That's probably the same for me. I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Well, I mean, that's my resolution, self-realization, and I've just done it.
I always make my resolutions super easy to get. Like last year, my resolution was literally to eat some ribs that I already had. So I ate them 20 minutes after midnight. The resolution was knocked out. I was fucking done.
Until for another year.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
What?
I'm telling you, there's a ghost in this garage.
Well, there might be.
The light's on, the light's off. But yeah, I've never been a resolution guy. I just don't get it.
Nah, me either.
I mean, it's very symbolic, I guess. Hey,
and even
new
if
year,
I
new
did
me.
Have a resolution, I probably wouldn't tell anybody.
Right.
Because I don't want to be held to it.
No, they will hold you to it. Like the idiot that gets on there and says, in 2020, I am going to lose 40 pounds.
Yeah, right.
And then you watch them get fatter over the next 2 or 3 months. Yeah. And then you just pick
you know what?
Apart.
I should start making notes and then put like a little alarm, a reminder in my phone. So when 2021 hits, I can hit them up on Facebook. Hey, fatty, you didn't work out, you know?
Hey, you got divorced. You know, be better in touch with your family is not what happened.
It didn't work out.
You lost.
You've seen your kids 6 times.
And now, much more than that, a very important question, because this just came to my mind about 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the only person in the world that pulls my balls out when I pee? So that's what you're going to get here, guys.
Oh,
you're
going
to we're going to jump around a little bit. Try to stay with
well,
us.
Well,
it just dawned on me
yes.
because I even mentioned that to you earlier. I went in to pee in your bathroom in here,
yeah.
and the balls came out. I always pull my balls out when I pee. Is that normal or is that weird?
I think it's weird, man. I think it's weird. I don't. Why?
Because I don't pee on my underwear. I don't pee on your seat, and I don't pee on your floor.
Yeah, but your balls don't have pee coming out.
They're
of them.
They're pulling on stuff though. They're moving stuff around.
Man.
I always, if I'm wearing jeans or pants, my balls come out with my penis. Always.
I don't know. I think we're going to have to do a poll or something.
I think we are. So here's what we're going to do. We want 20 guys to send us a message on Facebook.
That's your sample size?
Huh?
That's your sample size?
Well, I think that's a good one for this one, because we don't know how many
Do
people
Do we need
are
to mix it up? Do we need a couple blacks, a couple Asians, a couple whites?
Whoever. We don't discriminate here on Shut Up Cincinnati. Everybody's opinion is welcome.
Almost.
It might not be valued or warranted, but it's welcome.
And not the gypsies.
So, okay, not the gypsies. If you're a gypsy, no, you don't count. But I want to know, when you pee in a public restroom or even a person's house, when you pull it out to pee through your zipper, do your balls come out too? Mine do. Always and always will. And it's not, don't, I know what you're thinking. You're old and your balls sag. They don't sag. They're at normal height.
No one believes that.
I swear to God, that's the truth. I'm not going to lie on this thing. I'm going to be totally honest. Let people, I've already told you I need boner pills, for Christ's sake.
Well, you know, no, you've told me five times you don't need them, but, you know, that'd be nice.
All right, then how about being an admitted asshole for the entire show here? But
I don't think that's a bad thing.
The balls come out when I pee because I think I have more control, my aim is better, and when I don't pull my balls out and I put it away, I think it's shaken off, there's always four or five good-sized drops to come out after, unless I pull the balls out. So I'm going to take 20, let's say 20 to 25 guys. Do your balls come out when you pee? That's my question of the day, and that's what I want to know.
So I know you like playing a game called Would You Rather?
It's my favorite game. Gun to your head, would you rather? My favorite.
Gun to your head, do you have any for us?
Yeah, I do. I asked this one to a girl at work last night, except I changed it to male-female, and I'm certainly not going to mention any names.
Well, that's what I mean, yes. I think these would you rathers, a lot of times, since me and Chris work together, we use coworkers' names for these, and it's probably not the best thing to do. Now, so we'll probably change them to celebrities or something like that.
We'll ask for permission. We'll do celebrities for now, and then we'll ask people permission. Well, actually, we're probably never going to get that permission if we're used in these.
No, those are
all right. So here's one. You got a above ground swimming pool.
All right.
Let's say it's 15 to 20 feet wide, long. Okay. We're going to put that pool in the construction zone, a construction area, for several months. That's going to be the bathroom.
Okay.
They're going to pee and poop in that thing until it's full to the brim.
To the brim? That's a lot of pee and poop.
Well, it's a big, they're building a giant hotel or stadium or something. A lot of guys. Okay, it's full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather jump into that pool and swim laps for 10 minutes?
10-minute laps in the shit pool.
Shit and pee pool. And there's no lime
or
chemicals
in there. For some reason, the pee don't bother me that much.
It's,
but go ahead.
All kinds of strangers.
Yeah, it probably should bother me more, but in my head, I just think of the shit.
Okay. You're going to swim around in that pool for 15 minutes doing laps.
Laps.
Okay, with no goggles on. Okay, that's the premise of these things. Whenever you hear it,
no
you can't say, give me the bullet or any of that. You got to answer.
Now, fuck you. Fuck you if you do that kind of shit.
Yeah, because you're a coward.
Yeah, that's
and we don't want
you.
You're the
shit.
Guy we talk about.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, just give me the gun.
I don't know. I'm not going to do what people are going to think of me. Yeah, fuck yourself.
Okay, you're going to swim around in that pool for 10 or 15 minutes, or you're going to permanently lose half the length and half the girth of your penis.
Jesus, it would disappear.
Half the length, half the girth. Exactly 50% of the length and girth, or you swim around in the shit and pee for 15 minutes. You come out, you take a shower, everything's good. Otherwise, your wife's cheating on you because you can't certainly satisfy her with that Tootsie Roll dick.
All right, yeah. Well, I'm Irish, so I'm going to have to be swimming around in this shit because we can't be losing any more of that, all right? I mean, maybe if I came from the Congo and I had me a fucking 10-inch log,
yeah.
I'll settle for average.
And for you guys at work, and we know who you are, that are going to say, well, I'd take the half because I'd still have six. You're a liar. We both know you're a liar.
12-inch dicks.
Okay, the average person is going to be hanging about three and a half if they're lucky.
If I had a 12-inch dick, I wouldn't own pants.
Exactly.
I wouldn't own pants.
Mine would have a pocket sewn in so everybody could see it.
Yes.
I'd be wearing skin-tight pants all the time.
You would be so sick of seeing my dick. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself.
So you're swimming in the poop and the pee.
I'm pissing shit and swimming.
You realize there's health issues involved in that.
I'd hope so.
And you're not wearing any goggles or anything. You're wearing a Speedo, and that's it.
Yeah. Swimming in it.
Okay. I'm going to...
15 minutes of my life for exchange for something that's going to ruin you forever.
See, I know guys that couldn't afford to lose like 10% of that thing. I've peed next to people before.
So, yeah, I'm swimming. I'm shit swimming.
Okay. Good. I am too. Just for the record, as a matter of fact, I'm mermaid swimming, I'm dolphin kicking everything, as long as I'm keeping my package.
Oh, so, shit.
Answer that question. Anybody answer that? Would you rather? Now, believe me, these things get much more vulgar and much more offensive. But this is our first one. I wanted to start at tame.
Yeah, we just start off a little bit. You know what I've always, what you've always been good at, in my opinion, too. And I don't know where you hear these fucking things. Is you always have some of the best street jokes.
Oh, always.
And what I mean street jokes is not jokes that Chris made. It's jokes that he's heard and retells, and he's good at telling jokes. But you got some fucking killer ones. So I was thinking of maybe doing one a week there.
All right. Well, I've always had this ability. For some reason, I've always hung around with funny people, and people tell me jokes all the time. And for some strange reason, I just don't forget them. Most of my jokes are real high on the... first class ticket to hell or offend as many people as possible. My jokes are not faint-hearted.
We can't be holding back on these because you have some bad ones. And I've but I want those. Like, those are the ones I like.
Those are the good ones.
Yes, exactly.
Got a lot of them, you know, deal with a lot of sensitive issues. And you know what's funny is I tell people that these jokes that wouldn't think they were normally funny. And they just laugh hysterically because I don't endorse or condone these jokes. But the more shocking, the better.
What I think's funny is when people laugh at them. Not only do I like the fact, you know, making people laugh's good. I like that, obviously. But knowing the inner struggle they've just had, they've just laughed at some child molestation joke or something. You know, some shit that's absolutely fucking awful on all levels. If you don't think it's awful, you're a fucking horrible human being, but you still laugh. So you have to somehow balance that with your moral dilemma of life.
Well, yeah. And those are the funniest things. It's an outlet for me. I just laugh at shit that I don't think is funny in real life. But
no.
Well, all right. Joke of the day then. One of my favorites. God, I went to the doctor the other day for a physical. New insurance at work. I had to get a physical. He told me he needed a urine sample, a blood sample, a stool sample, and a semen sample. So I just gave him my underwear and walked out of the office. It doesn't get any better than that. One of my all-time favorites. For some reason, as soon as people hear the punchline, they automatically see a pair of tidy whiteys with every different color of bodily fluids splattered all over the car.
They have to be tidy whiteys, right?
They have to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't catch everything. So I'll tell you what. We're open to ideas. I personally, this is pretty much what it's going to be about. Just two middle-aged guys talking about funny shit. If you don't think it's funny... Well, then maybe we just don't like each other.
And sometimes it's not funny, but either way.
It is, too. It is.
I hope you find it interesting either way. You have an opinion. I hope your opinion is different than mine, and you can tell me your opinion, and we can fucking argue about it.
Absolutely. Nothing's off limits, guys. Remember, nothing. So go to our webpage, Shut Up Cincinnati, or go to our Facebook page. Go to our email, whatever. Something you want us to talk about. Real shit, fake shit. We really don't care. We'll talk about anything. Right?
I agree.
Okay. We want your opinions. We want everything. Shit on us. We don't care.
Please shit on us.
That's why we're here.
I mean, come on. I can take it just as well, at least. Maybe not better, but I can definitely take it just as much as I can give it.
Yeah. Now, when you post on an email or Facebook, let us know on that thing if your name is okay. If we can mention your name. Like if we say, hey... Bill from Cincinnati wants to know why his turds are oddly shaped. Let us know if we can use your name or not. Because we'll shit on you, too.
Yeah. We'll figure out how many fingers Bill's had up his butthole.
That's not a bad thing. I've done that.
Okay.
I went through an anal bead phase.
You went through an anal bead phase?
Yeah, they were very small. They were like marble size, rock size. They weren't big. And I'm not curious or anything like that.
Now, some people would say no matter what, if butt's involved, you're curious.
No, I couldn't disagree more.
I'm not that guy.
No, I couldn't disagree more. I went through an anal bead phase, probably around 1990 to 93-ish. Dug them like a day off.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I was 12.
Oh, God. Until one girl pulled them out like she was starting a lawnmower, and that ended that phase. About tore my entrails out. It's swear to God. You know, they're supposed to come out in a swift but not too fast, steady motion. And she yanked on it like she was starting a lawnmower. About tore me up. I haven't done it since. It's been a good 20 years.
You just sticking to the toothbrush now? Just
no, don't do any of that stuff. Also, you know what else we want to know? We want to know some good pranks you and your buddies have pulled on each other. I've had some great ones over the years.
Especially if they involve anal beads.
I don't think I've ever stuck anything in somebody's butt as a prank.
That's a hard one to do.
It happened in high school, though.
Well, you just said you didn't.
I didn't do it. Oh, okay. Football practice, we're sitting on these, all my buddies from Arizona can contest to this. We sat on these concrete benches in front of the lockers. And there was this guy, we called him Duck Butt. that can't get me in any legal trouble. You know who
duck
you are.
Butt.
You know who you are. Yeah, we called him Duck Butt because he had a round ghetto booty. And
like a Scrooge McDuck, but because you're not even going like probably in regular ducks, you're probably thinking of the Disney ducks.
Yeah, like a animated duck with the big butt sticking out.
Yeah, make ducks always have big butts. I never really noticed them just now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
okay. We used to take that icy hot stuff. I don't even know what it was called back then.
I get you. I know what you're saying.
And we would run it up people's cracks with the little sticks, the tongue depressors.
Yeah,
and watch people go crazy. Well, Duck Butt had done that to another guy I went to high school with, and he wanted payback. So he took one of those. Have you ever seen those pens that have like 15 colors on them, and you just push the button down?
Yes.
Thing's big. It's round. It's like this microphone, with a bunch of colors. Well, he dunked this thing in, the icy hot thing, and he was going to sneak up to Duck Butt and get him up the crack with this thing. Well, Duck Butt saw him coming, backed up real quick, and the pen went in his ass.
Ooh, poor Duck Butt.
About halfway. I swear to God, I have never laughed that hard in my life. He was running around trying to get this guy with the pen still sticking out of his ass. Now, the first thing I would have done
is pulling it out of my ass.
Not Duck Butt. Duck Butt kept going.
Well, that's why they called him Duck Butt, I guess.
Oh, God. I never saw anything funnier in my life. But no, I wouldn't stick something in somebody's butt because, man, the payback's a bitch, and I just don't want them going there.
Nah, that's one of those off-limit things for me. I don't want anything stuck in my butt.
Well, I won't go that far, but I don't want I don't want anything that I didn't request to be there.
Yes. All right, I think we're going to wrap it up this week.
We are. I think it was a good way to introduce you guys to what we're doing. And, like I said, it's all about, fun. We'll talk about some serious shit now and then, but we really don't want to.
Yeah, and we'll have some guests on eventually. I'm hoping that each week to week, the audio gets a little bit better. And we just make little improvements the whole time. This is a work in progress. But it's fucking free, so suck my dick. What do you expect? Perfection? Jesus Christ. What the fuck? All right, guys.
Have a good one, guys. Talk to you soon. You're such a fucking asshole.